1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have a very special event that we look forward to coming up September 9th and 10th. It is the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. And joining us in studio with all the details, absolute pleasure to welcome and to chat with Howard Pham. Howard, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Jamie. It's good to be here.
Howard, we are so looking forward to the Garlic Festival coming up in September. What can you tell us about it?
Hey, well, we better get the dates in there first. It's Saturday, September 9th, and Sunday, September 10th, from 9 a.m. on Saturday to 5 and 10 a.m. on Sunday until 4.
And it's all happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex.
It is so, at that great facility that we've had for a while. Two special deals, two-day passes are $15. The usual admission price of $10 has been there since I've been treasurer back in 2017, so it's been a long time.
Very nice. So again, this is a big tradition that's back. Did it get kind of sidelined during the pandemic, but now we're right back at it with the Garlic Festival.
Right, Jamie. We did lose 2 years in there, but this is our 15th year, so we're pretty excited to be going again.
Absolutely. So again, we'll get all the details. We'll share them with mystraffordnow.com, how you can pick up tickets. But let's talk about some of the vendors. Who's going to be there for this coming September?
Okay, we have a full house this year.
Nice.
Yeah, we have 47 vendors in there, and that's up from 32 last year.
Excellent.
And this means we have 18 brand new vendors that have never been there before. So it's sort of exciting. I'm looking forward to some of the special things they have to offer.
Yeah.
Maybe I can just go through a few of the new
ones.
Sure,
please do. Yeah.
All right. One unique thing is Pepper Tree Spice Company. They bring in a trailer with over 300 spices.
Oh my gosh!
and we have permission to bring that trailer right inside the complex, so it's going to be one of our booths.
Perfect.
So we're pretty excited to welcome them. we got a new vendor, Taya. She's fashion accessories for high-class ladies and footwear and what have you. She used to operate out of the silos in St. Jacobs. Remember the silos they took down?
Yeah.
So she's now only online. So this is your opportunity to see her full line of accessories that probably is not available anywhere else because she no longer has a store.
Okay, that's what makes the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival such a great thing. It's unique vendors like that.
It is so. Mm-hmm. And we got Nature Lion. It's all about mushrooms.
Okay. Mushrooms. It's not just garlic. It's mushrooms, too.
Now, I think you have to plant garlic beside mushrooms to make them really good.
There
maybe.
You go. there you go.
But he's going to tell you how you can grow mushrooms, and he's even got some growing on site. So sounds pretty exciting.
Nice.
We got Aunt Beth's Bakeries coming from Toronto.
Okay.
Aunt Beth, she's pretty unique. She learned how to have whiskey in with her baking.
Okay, I like the sounds of this. All right.
So she's incorporated scotch into her cookies.
Okay.
So don't eat too many cookies, but just have a great time.
Yeah, so there should be a good crowd around that booth. There you go.
And then we have the Snapping Turtle coffee roasters. They're coming from all the way from downtown St. Mary's.
Great.
And they're going to have the coffee for us, and they're also going to have some vegetarian things for lunch if you want vegetarian. By the way, I should mention that we have the Kiwanis garlic booth with the sausages, which are just great.
Oh.
And Barb and Barry and all the group are out there just ready to serve you there, too.
Oh, not to be missed. Very good. So, again, that's just a sample of the vendors that will be on hand for the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival coming up for Saturday, September 9th and Sunday, September 10th. And you kind of touched on it almost with the whiskey at the bakery, but there is amazing tastings and pairings as part of the weekend's events.
This is the fun part.
Yes,
this is the fun part. For an extra $10, you can join tastings and pairings. I'm going to give you some samples. Now, this is only on Saturday.
Okay.
So it goes from 11:30 till 3:30 is the last one, which gets out at 4 o'clock. So Hall A to start it off is Rio Thompson Candies and Junction 56 Distillery, our very own people from Stratford putting on a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 12:30, Rio Thompson's joined with Black Swan.
Okay.
So we got another Stratford combination when they'll be doing their chocolates and beers.
Fabulous. Sounds great.
So maybe you want to try both. You try the distillery first, and then you go to compare, just in case.
There you go.
And then we got some interesting finalists at 3:30. We have a combination with Blandbrook Bison Farm and Hesselland Inn and Schwartz. And they're both new vendors to our Hesselland is anyway. And they have local bison that they're going to compare with these famous wines from Ontario's West Coast.
Okay. Wow, I love it. This sounds great. So, again, tastings and pairings as part of your weekend fun with the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. Again, for Saturday, September 9th, that's when the tastings and pairings are happening. Of course, it's for that weekend of Saturday, September 9th. And presentations. I mean, the tastings and pairings are huge with the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival, but also the presentations are huge, too.
Presentations is all what we're about, I guess.
Yeah,
learn about garlic.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Now, we have, and they are only on Sunday.
Okay.
So those people that want to learn all about garlic, all about culinary expertise should come on the Sunday. At 11:30, we have Bob and Irene Romaniak. And they've been there since the festival started. I'm going to tell you a little aside.
Yeah.
It started in 2008. He sent one man. He wasn't that enthused about this. The guy called him at 11:30 and says, "Bob, bring some more garlic." He said, "You got to be kidding." And Bob's been coming ever since, and he's got a corner booth and an extra booth.
So, there you go.
So he's going to teach you all about growing garlic. And then we got the famous Andrew Tutt. And Andrew's a graduate of the Stratford Chef School. He's been in some of the finest restaurants in Canada almost. He started out, believe it or not, with my good friends, the Wolfs, Mary Wolf over in St. Mary's. And he's now opened up his own place in St. Mary's after being all over. So
very good.
Tuttle's Estate Eatery in St. Mary's. And then we can't forget Andrew Maver. Andrew's the culinary teacher and head of the department at the Stratford Secondary School, and he's going to give you all kinds of great ideas about culinary excellence.
Oh, for sure, and probably lots of ideas on foraging, because he's often posting on Facebook some of the things he's found out in the wild, that sort of thing. He's quite the forager, for sure.
This is sort of neat to have people like this involved.
Yeah, such a variety, absolutely.
Come and see.
It's the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. It is the 15th annual edition. It's for Saturday, September 9th, 9 a.m. through till 5 p.m., and Sunday, September 10th, 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. As we've talked about, a general admission, just $10, a two-day pass for $15, two for 10 after 2:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, offer available at the door only. And kids 12 and under enjoy this free of charge, we should say, so you can bring the whole family.
And there's ice cream from Simple Dreams for them.
Of course!
How can we go wrong?
Is there anything else about the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival that we failed to mention? I mean, you can make a whole weekend of it, again, happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex. Anything else we should spotlight?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention Cynthia Hastings, our past president, be dismayed if they did not mention her great silent auction.
Right, yes.
She has some very unique items this year, and there's a take-home price. So if you bid the take-home price, you take it right away.
Okay.
And I'll wait until the end of the festival to see if you're lucky or not.
You got to like that.
It's all a win-win situation. I mentioned the garlic sausages, the Kiwanis booth, and of course we have music by Rick Francis.
Nice.
It's just a lot of variety and a lot of fun things to do.
And it's just a great community event. And again, hats off to the Kiwanis Club of Stratford, Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival for the weekend of Saturday, September 9th. The website, kiwanisgarlicfestival.ca, that gives you all of the information that we've talked about. And you can get tickets online through the website, is that right?
That's very important to get tickets online. They are starting to sell, so get in line. Yeah. Some of these tastings and pairings you don't want to miss out on. We have limited seating.
So. Right, because they often sell out those tastings. tasting some pairings
very,
for sure.
Very fortunate.
And presentations as well, and check out all the amazing vendors. Howard Fahm with the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. Howard, thank you so much for all the details. Pleasure chatting once again, and we wish you a great festival coming up.
Thank you kindly. It's been great, Jamie.